He does enthuse us.
Yes.
He turns us on.
Yes, we do.
You can't turn a light on a seed unless it does something.
Yes.
Now, if it's just a rock, it might not do much.
Yes.
But if it's a live seed,
yes, and
germatized, it's got to bust forth.
Yes.
And show what's been in it all the time.
Yes.
That's what I like about the bride.
Right.
They've been something in you all the time.
Yeah.
You're just waiting for the sunlight.
Yeah.
Just some real rain to fall on
you.
Yeah. It'll bust you forth and you will spring forth and manifest
Amen. What's
been in you all the
time.
Amen. Well, we're happy to be back again.
Yes. Amen.
Still turned on.
I
never forget yesterday when we just had a good time.
Yeah.
There wasn't too many of us, but the pastor, he was sitting over here, and he was just lit up. You know?
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
And he was just pulling me on. He said by Friday, he's going to be so hoarse he can't talk.
All right.
So I say pour it off.
Amen.
If I slow up, call for me.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said, Lord, put it on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it out.
Amen.
Oh, there's so much to say in here.
Thank you.
I don't hardly know where to get started.
Please,
then God. When I get started, I don't know where to end.
So that's
you'll wander around sometime and just,
Amen. You
know, trying to get started. You don't hardly know what to say first.
Yeah.
It's much good. Sometimes you don't want to really tell it off, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like pie or anything.
Right.
You almost hate to get started.
Yeah.
It's good. You don't hardly want to eat it. You know it won't do you no good unless you do it.
Yes.
All right, man.
Yeah, you know you're right.
So after a while, you begin to cut it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And begin to start on it.
Yes, sir.
And you don't know when to quit.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Amen. Till it's gone.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
you. Thank God for the water.
Amen. Amen.
I'll never forget what that one pastor said not long ago. He said, if you don't preach good, you ain't going to get tired.
Yeah.
Oh, he's putting me on the spot. I said, I want that water. I'm going to do my best to preach good.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'd take a sip every once in a while, and I'd go right on in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The time I got done, I done had a drunk. I asked him, did I preach good? I got to water.
Amen.
So we're back in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, if you turn in your Bibles. We said we'd probably be dealing here practically all week. Now, Parnell's going to try to get back one night and give me a break back to the middle of the week.
Amen.
And we want to have it real high.
Yeah.
Amen.
When he comes, and we want him just lift us on up the rest of the way. If I get you halfway, maybe he gets you the rest of the way.
Amen.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward really for a good time.
Mm-hmm.
See, it makes no difference who tells it, just so it gets told.
Yes, so it's
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not the veil altogether,
uh-huh.
but it's what's in the veil, what's given
yeah.
out from the veil.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See, the prophet said, when a real man of God, when he speaks, it's deity coming forth from his
lips.
That's
right.
Amen.
That's right.
See, if you're a really ordained minister of God,
his
deity coming forth from your lips.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. God, that's his word coming forth alive
from
your lips to you.
Yeah.
And if you can receive it, it'll make you alive.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
So we got to look at it that way. Sometime by going to church, we've been taught, you know, we've got the Holy Ghost, but God's still off somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
You know, it's been hard for us to bring God where he's at.
Come on. Yeah.
In here where God tabernacles.
Right.
God's not far off. You're not praying to God far off.
Yeah.
You're praying to the God that's inside.
Yeah.
Amen.
You see, always bring him inside.
Yeah.
He'll never do no good out here.
Sure.
That's right. He's got to get in you.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You won't be resurrected unless he gets in you.
That's right.
You can't be made alive with the life giver gets in you.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
He come the quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were dead in trespasses
and sin.
Yeah. But he come to make you alive.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
Thank God for the one, the life giver.
Yeah.
And he that has the Son has life.
Amen.
And he that has not the Son has not life.
Right.
Amen.
God give it to the Son.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Amen.
I know you're right.
So it's all in the sun.
Yeah.
You won't get nothing outside the sun.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
But we're here with him and the sun are one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Him and the sun are one.
Yeah.
But you got to recognize where it's at.
Yes.
It's in the sun.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All that God was, I said yesterday evening, he poured it in to Christ.
Yeah.
Everything that God was, he emptied himself into the body of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So you don't see God nowhere else, only in the face of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
That's right.
And if Jesus is in us, in this body, you must be able to see it in our faces.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
His glory has been given and poured into us.
Yeah.
His glory is his light, is the revelation of God, might, and power.
Yeah.
And he sent it into us, and we are his glory.
Is that right?
Hallelujah. Help us, Lord.
Amen.
Well, let's read now a few verses here. I want to get down into the first chapter, way down in here just a little bit.
Yes.
And then we'll hit some more tomorrow night, and then maybe Parnell when he comes. Now, he don't have to get on this same thing, but it'll all be the same thing.
Yeah.
Because they ain't one message.
Amen. Right. Amen.
They want the word.
That's right.
Amen.
They want the revelation.
Yeah.
They want the mystery. They want the bride.
Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
They want the city.
Yeah.
Where we're going. Is that right?
Amen.
They ain't gonna be one new heaven and new earth.
Yeah.
That's for the city to come back to settle down on.
Yeah.
We go way off somewhere.
Yeah.
When it's all over, I'm going to live down here.
Yeah. Amen.
That's where I'm going to live. I'm going to come back down here.
Amen.
Amen.
There's something about it. I'm going to come back down here, but it's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Wherein dwells righteousness.
Yeah.
All right.
Righteousness. Yeah.
God's going to remold this thing and fix it. And push a mountain up in the Mount of Olives in a pyramid farm and bring the city down.
Amen.
Is that right? Set her right down there.
Amen.
Then he'll bring the bride right down with the city.
Yes, sir.
Won't it be wonderful there? We'll have no more burdens to bear.
Come on.
All sin will be gone.
Yeah.
Amen.
She'll blossom out once again like a rose.
Yeah.
Another Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Won't be nothing to never harbor anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's going to put Satan in the lake.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Satan is headed to the lake.
Yeah.
He's close to the lake.
Yeah.
He's close, and if he just touch it, he should be able to feel it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
And just from close home, we should be able to taste that.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We are at the end. There's nothing left.
Amen.
I'm fixing to go to my final dwelling place after a while.
Yeah.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Yeah.
But if it's for a special people now,
yes, it is.
You better be ordained if you can't go there.
No.
You better be one of those predestinated.
Yeah.
Right? Foreordained.
Right.
Before the world. You can't even go there.
Amen.
You've got to be a part of this attribute.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
You've got to be part of whatever he is.
Yeah.
But you can't go there.
Amen.
If you didn't come from him, you can't go back there.
Yeah.
Right.
Only those that come from him will return.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is that right?
Woo.
There ain't no way you can go back. Only you come from there.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
You've got to go where you come from.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen. You're right.
If you come from Satan, you have to go back with him wherever he goes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just like I said, that Brother Branham made a quotation, and I'll say it before I read.
Yeah.
Get started. We're talking about bringing Moses and Elijah back in their flesh.
Yeah.
Brother Branham said he raised Lazarus up, didn't he?
Come on. Yeah.
In his fleshly body again.
Yeah.
And had to die again, didn't he?
Yeah.
He raised Moses and Elijah up.
Yeah.
They'll have to die again.
Yeah.
He turned around. He said he's going to raise all of Satan's subjects up again in the flesh again.
Amen.
They'll have to die again.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He said, what's the impossible with God?
Yeah.
He wants to bring Elijah and Moses back and raise them up.
Yeah.
Let them die again.
Yeah.
He's going to raise the wicked dead up.
Yeah.
fleshly body to die again.
Amen.
So I'd say it's Elijah and Moses.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
They were seen on Mount Transfiguration.
Yes, they were. Amen.
Didn't they appear there? They could have been there for hundreds of years. Did they show up there?
Amen.
Sometimes we just don't want to believe the book, don't we? We have a hard time just taking hold of the book.
Yes.
I've always said, I've seen what the prophet said, I can see it, how Satan's subjects got to be raised in their own fleshly body.
Yes.
If they didn't, he couldn't even deal with them again. There couldn't be no battle of Gog and Magog. Is that right?
Right.
They come back in their fleshly body, flesh and blood.
Yes.
Same body they went down in, they come back in the same body.
Yeah. Right. Amen.
That's almost like a mystery within itself.
Yes.
But that's the way God said it would happen.
Yes.
It has to be.
Yeah. Enough.
Amen.
Enough.
Then hell's going to be loosed on earth again for a little while.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Oh, yes. God help us.
Oh, my. Yes.
Let me get my glasses out of here.
Oh, even this first chapter. There's so much in this first chapter.
Amen.
I'll tell you what we could do.
Yes.
We could preach a long time in this first chapter.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, friends. You might read over it, but I'm going to tell you there's a lot in this first chapter.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, it is.
No wonder John fell down as dead.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Oh, brother. They
moved John when he seen the scene. So beyond him. He made him fall at his feet as dead.
Yeah.
Oh, John was so taken in by this thing that he's seen so much.
Yeah.
He's seen him in so many of his attributes. The dog said it moved John deeply within.
Yeah.
And he just passed out.
Yeah.
Thank God. There's something about this. It should be so exciting to us.
Yeah.
And John so out himself, he just passed out.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it. Fell at his feet. That's dead.
Yeah.
Amen.
He was moved so. But what he seen.
Yeah.
And seemingly when we break into Revelation, sometimes it don't excite us.
Come on.
If it's so excite us, we should get beyond ourselves.
Amen. Amen.
That's why I say, talk about this, I see so much, it almost wants me to explode.
Yeah.
There's so much. John's seen him, even up here in this end time.
Yeah.
John's seen him as a judge.
Yeah.
John's seen him with a wig on.
Yeah.
Right. He's seen him with the garment down to his feet.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Not dirt around his waist, but around his shoulder.
Yeah.
Showing that he was a supreme authority.
Yeah.
He must be judged.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Is that right?
Amen.
That's the hour that we live in.
Yes.
Judgment is in the land.
Yes.
It's there now.
Oh, amen. Man.
Yes, it is.
And I'm a part of it.
Amen.
Thank
God. Yes, sir.
I already read myself in it.
Yes.
Yeah, I've always said our voice is going to ring out. Let's read it. Well, I can read our voices right in this chapter.
Yes.
Amen. You said, yes, sir. If you got a revelation, see what John saw.
Yeah.
John read us all in here.
Mm-hmm.
Voice as of many waters.
Yes. Yeah.
That's right.
That, what is it? It's nothing but the pride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In all ages.
Yeah.
Sound out of the judgment.
Yeah.
He won't be alone. We will be there.
Yeah. Amen.
Voice will ring out as many waters.
Yeah.
Judgment. Listen, people's in trouble. If they hear this and don't obey.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Don't you bypass. Don't you step over this.
Yeah.
If we're smart, we will receive everywhere in this hour.
Yeah.
Forget about your creed.
Yeah.
Your denomination.
Yeah.
Get back to the Word of God.
Help us, Lord. If I was a man to know what I know now, and a man, if I was caught in the denomination, I'd hear a man preach this like we're hearing it now.
Uh-huh.
I break forward, Lord, help mercy.
Amen.
I come out just with the books.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just read it. Shut me apart.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear the voice. If I heard a voice, I'd come past now.
Yeah.
But I just read it.
Yeah.
And it shut me out. I said, I don't know what to do with the denomination.
Amen.
I'll never renew my credentials.
Amen.
I'll turn them in now.
Yeah.
Yes, I told my wife, I said, honey, I'm going to turn my card in now.
Yeah.
I'll never have another power.
Yeah.
I'll never join another denomination.
Yeah.
I'm going to unite with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And that was in 1966.
Yeah.
And I'd already preached.
Yeah.
Already belonged to denomination.
Yeah.
I
ready to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Let the world of them have.
Let them have.
Yeah.
Them do the ones right in the world.
Amen.
Yeah.
Here's my credentials now.
Amen. All right. That's right. The word.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
This is my fellowship card.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
This is who I belong to.
Yeah.
He's qualified me.
Yes, oh, yeah. All right.
Amen.
Let's read now.
All right.
Get going. The Reverend, I want to start the first verse again. It's too good. I can't pass up any of it.
Oh, yes.
And sometime I won't get all the way down through the chapter, but I might not do it. But I'm going to tell you now, it's in my heart.
Yeah.
If I don't get it all, you just be patient.
Yeah.
It's ever been in my heart.
Yeah.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John.
Yeah.
Now here's the verse that we dwelled on a little bit yesterday evening. And I want you to notice. Who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw.
Yeah.
Now I said we're going to dwell on that, but listen as it's going now. But keep that in mind.
Yeah.
That'll be my thought all week.
All right.
All things that he saw.
Yeah.
But let's go on. Blessed is he that readeth, and he that hear the words of this prophecy.
Yeah.
Remember, I told you it was prophecy.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
But it's not prophecy now.
Come on.
And keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Yeah.
That's what he told John and showed John right then. The time is at hand.
Yes.
What should we think about him now? Remember, 1,000 years, just one day in hell with the Lord.
That's right.
And God told John, it's at hand, John.
Yeah.
Write it and put it in a book.
Yeah.
Stir my bride up. Stir my church up.
Yeah.
Tell her she better get ready. Yeah. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's just like a moment, dearly.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
It might seem a long time with us, but with God, it's almost like a snap of your finger.
Yeah.
Time don't mean nothing to God anyhow.
Amen.
God don't age.
Yeah.
God is eternal.
Yeah.
We age. We're in time, but not God.
Come on.
Time don't bother God.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah.
6,000 years, not long with God.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Sure enough.
Boy, 6,000 years, we think it, that blows our mind.
Yeah.
I think you live 60 or 70 years, you think, my,
yeah,
long time.
Yeah.
God said it like snap on my finger.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
See, three things there it does. If you read it, it's a blessing. And if you keep those things that are written therein, it's a blessing. He's there writing, and if you hear it.
Yes.
If you hear, you read, and keep.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The bride will do it all.
Amen. Amen.
She's really going to be blessed.
She'll know.
She's going to read it.
Yeah.
She's going to hear it.
Yeah.
And she's going to keep it.
Yeah.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. She's the only people can.
Yeah.
She's the only people can hear it.
Amen. Yeah.
She's the only people can really read it.
Yeah.
And she's the only people that can keep it.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else can keep it.
Yeah.
The devil's children can't keep it.
Yeah.
It's only for the elect.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's why we're not playing. If you get a church door, I'm going to try to put it on you and just shove you on out.
Yeah.
So you know this word will put you in your place.
Yes,
in one place or the other.
Yeah.
If you can't get it, this word is going to drive you to where you're ordained to be.
Yeah,
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Some people said, don't push it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I want them to find their place.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
If you want the devil and all his play produce, I'm going to get you with it.
Yeah.
And this year, get hot on your trail, it'll force you right to that spirit.
Yeah.
You've got to take sides one with the other.
Yeah.
Right. The two spirits.
That's right.
Came of two gods.
Yeah.
God of this world and the God of heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
Make your mind up which one you want. Don't play around.
You're
being miserable.
Come on.
You can't spread the fence.
Yeah.
Let God be God's servant.
Yeah.
Amen.
Let God be God. Get with him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, I wish I had every denomination.
Yeah.
Well, blessed is. They need to hear it.
Yes,
they need to give it praise, God. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Come on. Yeah,
no. Well, they're already with it. They just don't know it. I'm going to tell them who they're serving.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
God of this evil age or the God of heaven.
Yeah.
Let's go on down. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace unto you and peace from him which is. Now watch this. Which is and which was and which is to come. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne.
Yeah.
Notice that, fellow. Which is, which was, and which is to come.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Just one and the same one on the one.
That's right.
Present, past, and future.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
He's all up. You can't read nothing else in.
That's right.
If you read anything else in, you're anti.
Right.
If you put any other God in there, in second or third person, you're anti.
Amen.
They belong.
Yeah.
That's why Jesus wanted to give John this revelation, this vision, so that he never get away from it.
Yeah.
He wanted John to see him in every one of his attributes.
That's yeah.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He wanted John to know his full expression of who he was.
Yeah.
That he was the Almighty God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The church world is so confused.
That's right.
But he didn't want John confused, so he was entitled to the prize.
Yeah.
Know who he is.
No,
yeah.
Amen.
That's right.
They ain't a greater revelation in this Bible than understand who he is.
Amen.
That's right. Oh,
wow.
That's
right.
Amen.
Yeah. I hope you're bright tonight, but you don't, this will keep you.
Uh-huh. That's
it. But boy, it'll make you walk out of here on your tiptoes.
Yeah.
Because why? You've heard from your lover.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You realize this is him talking to you tonight?
Yeah.
He's telling you to cheer up.
Yeah.
He's telling you to perk up.
Yeah.
It's not long. Hold your head up for your redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
Don't be sad. You ain't got nothing to be sad about.
Yes.
You're getting ready to take a trip.
Yeah.
Amen.
You folks get excited when you get ready to take a trip.
Yeah.
You pack up.
Yeah.
You can't wait to get started.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right? If you ain't excited, you don't even need to go on the trip.
That's right.
It wouldn't do you any good. It's only for those that get excited.
Yeah.
I didn't like to take nobody with me on a trip that wasn't excited.
Right.
Yeah.
If they weren't excited when they started, they won't never be excited. Further down the road you get, more disheartened they are.
Yeah,
and there'll be a murmuring the rest of the way. I wish I'd have stayed home.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But not the bride.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to take my final journey.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get started.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my. It's already been described what it's all about. This vacation and it's this honeymoon, I'm worked up on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Watch now. Amen. And from the seven spirits which are before his throne.
Yeah.
See, I tell you, there's so much that we talk about. John saw seven spirits. We'll maybe dwell on a little bit, right? But I got something else in mind I want to get on down to. And from Jesus Christ,
yes,
who is the faithful witness.
Oh. Yeah.
He's a faithful one.
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh.
Fact's bad, he's the only faithful one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he won't let John know. Now, John, you're talking to a man that's faithful.
Yeah.
You're talking to a man that won't deceive you.
Amen.
Yes.
And the prophet said this is the only book that Jesus really wrote, in a sense, or really took it in his own hand.
Yeah.
So to speak, so moved by John by such a vision.
Yeah.
So John, write this thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to use your hand, but I'm going to stand right here and show you all that.
Yeah.
You write this thing.
Yeah.
The last book of this Bible, called the Book of Prophecy.
Yeah.
And Jesus stayed out with it all the time.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is that right? John couldn't get away from it.
Yeah.
John stood there and looked at him all the time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Investigation, Jesus was there.
Yeah.
In that man, he couldn't get away from it. John wasn't by himself.
Yeah.
Jesus was there riding with John.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Oh, my. And from Jesus, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead.
Yeah.
You believe that?
Yeah.
Well, this ain't telling John. No one, John, I tell you, if I'd been there, I'd probably been, I don't know, they woke me up or not.
Yeah.
Amen. The right hand laying hand on me, I might have been pushed and shook around the wall.
Yeah.
I might have lifted me up, stood me up and shut that.
Yeah.
Amen. No, John passed out. I don't know what I'd
done.
And John was a pretty good fellow, understand?
Yeah.
And John already seen a whole lot by that time.
Amen.
John wrote St. John, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John.
Yeah.
Here about 95, 96 A.D.
Yeah.
Moved on John by the Spirit on the Isle of Patmos.
Yeah.
Put out there to die. It should have been one of his most discouraged times.
Yeah. Amen.
Bunch of snakes.
Yeah.
And lizards.
Yeah.
Bunch of rocks.
Yeah.
Spirit. He didn't let those snakes bother him.
Amen.
The church world would have died.
Yeah.
And let out all those lizards, those snakes, and God made them make a living, made them cry to the dying.
Yeah.
But John just got in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Climbed over it all.
Yeah.
Looked over the mansion.
Yeah.
And seen Jesus.
Yeah.
After he seen him, he was so excited.
Yeah.
He couldn't see no snakes. He couldn't see no hard time. They couldn't kill him.
Yeah,
they couldn't
right.
do nothing with him. He was inspired by God.
Amen.
Good Lord, have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to make it show. Because so this is the same thing that turns us on.
Yeah.
That's what we've seen.
Amen.
Yeah.
John's writing about it before it ever happened. We're living right in it.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you, it should be a real exciting time. John was just in a vision.
That's yeah.
right.
Amen.
Come on. In reality.
Yeah. Amen.
What should it do to your bride?
Come
on. How can you stay in your seat?
Yeah.
How can you hold your peace?
Yeah.
Given all that vision to John, he passed out of the vision.
Yeah.
We're right in the midst of the reality
yeah.
of it.
Is that right?
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Ooh. All right.
I almost wanted to stop and take a spell.
All right.
I like Brother Branham. He said, when you say I begin to feel religious, he said, I mean it was stimulated from a revelation.
Amen.
Brother Branham, get out and run around a tree.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And sometime we so dead we can't even move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Stimulated.
Yeah.
I feel the Holy Spirit moving through this tabernacle.
Yeah. Yeah.
If she won't even sing the blues.
Yeah.
I said, I can't hear it.
Yeah.
What's wrong? I have something ringing in my ear.
Yeah.
It must be the voice of the Lord.
Yeah.
It may be music to my ears.
Yeah.
I want a dance in my room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me dance. Let me cut up for a while.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us
yes.
and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Do you believe he done that?
Hallelujah.
We've been washed in the blood of God.
Yeah.
That's the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
do you believe that?
Yeah.
Amen.
It's not the second person's blood.
It's the blood of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
He purchased the church with his own blood.
His own blood.
That's right.
Turned over to us
yeah.
and to wow the world.
place. Satan ain't got a short time. We're going to move him out of this.
Amen.
Yes, sir. We're getting our voices cleared up. We're getting ready to really give him a hard blow. Listen, friends, you better realize your voice means something to this earth. Don't you ever take it lightly, ministers and laities and all. Your voice means something. Even in the marketplace, on the job, or in the pulpits, or wherever it's at.
You better let your voice go far. This world's going to be judged by you.
That's right. That's the word.
Oh, my. Don't you take it lightly. We're more than you may think we are.
That's right.
Amen. If you can only see how God looks at us. All he said about us. So he says here, and the priest is unto God and his Father, and to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now the seventh verse, listen to what he said. Behold, he cometh with clouds. Now watch. John's recording all this now. John's seen all this now. All of this is in a vision to John. He's so carried away. Right. The Lord is showing him. And he, you know, it's something enough to look at the Lord for 2 years. Seeing him display himself. All through the scripture. All down through here. Showing all of his attributes. All of his glory. Is that right?
Amen.
The glory of this self, one person. The glory of all of his person. All that he was to be. All that he was to fulfill. Every attribute, every part. Whatever he's going to play, the role he was going to play. John seen it from the beginning to the end. John looked back and seen what Daniel seen. In the seventh chapter of Daniel. John and Daniel described the same fellow. Is that right? John come over here. In my vision. He seen the same thing that Daniel seen. At the judgment. Is that right? 1,000 stood before him and 10,000. And the judgment was set. His hair was white. And he's seen us. Daniel's seen us. Who was those 1,000 times 10,000? 1,000 times 1,000. That was the saints judging the 10,000 times 10,000.
All right.
Amen. We ain't going to do it.
Don't tell me
our voices ain't going to ring yet.
Oh, yes.
And how could John get a hold of that and sing the same thing that Daniel saw? John in a vision here, the Holy Spirit just moving on Daniel, but John in a vision and described it the same as Daniel.
Yes, he did.
Like I told you, not one writer contradict the other.
Not one.
That's right.
Not one other.
Amen. Right.
And the prophets said they didn't even see each other. They appeared at separate times. And the author of this book wrote about 40 different ones, and not one contradiction. How perfect, how perfect, how perfect that we have. And yet men want to play with it. Men want to pollute it. Men want to interpret it.
They don't want God to reveal it. They want to interpret it. It's nothing but an antichrist system. The denominational world ain't nothing but an anti from one end to the other. She's rotten with anti-corrupt interpretations of man. God, it is cursed. And our voices were rang out again. I'm not saying this for nothing. Listen, my same voice rang out that day. Said he told you your denomination was rotten.
Come on.
The system from the hell.
Amen.
I got to say it here. Is that right? If I would hold my peace and let them sit in those denominations thinking they're right, nobody would tell them. They wouldn't have no voice against them. Somebody's got to be a voice against them. If nobody else want to be a voice against them, I'm going to put mine on it. I'm going to put mine on it.
And I'm not doing it to be critical. I'm not doing it to be somebody. It's the Holy Spirit in me. Telling me to do it. Be a voice. Be a witness against them now, brother children. Let them know now where they're sitting. And if they don't move, you'll judge them at that day.
Is
that right? Why am I screaming? Why am I wearing myself out? Why I leave here and go home, I felt like being run through a sawmill or something.
Yeah.
Why? I'm giving all I got.
Yeah.
I feel I ain't got but a short time. I don't might not preach him any more sermons. I'm gonna give it my best shot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it my best shot.
Yes.
Amen. I must hurry.
No.
Listen to what he said in the 8th verse. Now I think Parnell quoted this back there. Listen.
Yeah.
I am Alpha and Omega.
Yeah.
The beginning and the end, saith the Lord.
Yes.
Which is, which was, and which is to come.
Yeah.
The Almighty.
Amen.
Amen.
That.
Any man don't believe Jesus, the Almighty God, he's anti.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right.
He told John who he was.
Yeah.
He got to let the bride know who he is.
Yeah.
He's Alpha.
Yeah.
He's Omega.
Yeah.
He's the beginning. And he's the end.
Yeah.
He's which is, which was, which is to come.
Yeah.
He Almighty.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jehovah let us, did you hear me?
Come on.
He's the Almighty.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. You make him a little God, but he's the Almighty God.
Yeah.
Trinitarian church, well, he's not the second person.
Well,
he's the person.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes, he is.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yes, he is.
You can't get around it.
Uh-uh.
He's all of it.
Yeah.
All that's all John seen.
Yeah.
If you'll stay with me these 5 nights, I'll guarantee you, you won't read nothing else.
Yeah.
Amen.
And John looked at him 2 years. He didn't see no other.
Yeah.
How come God looking in the heavens and all over and everything else?
Yeah.
All he ever did see was one.
Amen.
Where was some other two at that the Trinitarians talk about all the time?
Right.
John never did see them.
Come on.
Right.
And he saw all through heaven.
Yes, he did.
He described it. But
right.
He only seen one.
One.
One sitting on the throne.
Amen.
Yeah. All right.
Amen.
That's the other two.
I'm always asking her, right, where's the other two at?
Yeah.
Vacation.
One on the throne.
Amen.
And John seen what the other two had. You think the vision couldn't come if he's not at the seat or something there? Maybe not at the altar or something?
Yeah.
John seen the souls and not the altar, didn't he?
Yeah.
I'm sure that you other gods he had no other souls. He'd seen that too.
Amen.
He's seen everything but that.
Amen.
That's right.
The vision rushed down on the altar and saw the souls and
right.
They were beheaded for the word of God.
Yeah.
Is that man the testimony of hell?
Yeah.
I'm sure if there's two more gods there, he saw that too.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Able one. Oh, yeah. Don't
you
ever be silly. Yes, sir. So he says here, I, John, who am also your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and in patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha.
Yeah.
Here it is again.
Uh-huh.
Two times right here in the same chapter.
Right.
He wanted to throw that home to him, didn't he?
Amen.
Amen.
He just about 2-3 verses. He come right back to John again.
Yeah.
Right. He said, saying, I am Alpha and I am Omega, and I am the first and I am the last.
Yeah.
What thou seest, write in a book.
Yeah.
See, God wants this put in the book.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's going to open this book someday.
Yeah.
He's going to deal with this book.
Yeah.
He's going to show them what all been said in this book. He's going to show them somebody's even preached the book.
Yeah.
He's even showing us how the book was closed, how it's open,
and
how it's been preached.
Yeah.
How you going to get around it?
Yeah.
You say, well, it was closed. And no. It's been open.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't open. He had a preacher there.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Brother Branham said he'll even have those 7 messengers there.
Yeah.
That they'll be part of that water.
Come on.
He said he won't have the minister, but he'd have the 7 messengers for each age.
Yeah.
Because all the faithful ministers that were faithful to that mission, every one of their voices will ring out at the day of judgment.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Branham will sound his voice, but he won't be by himself.
Amen.
He'll have the sound of the story.
Yeah.
He'll say, Brother Branham, we took it after you left, and we told him. Yes, I want to turn that tape on again.
Uh-huh.
This is all the ministers that preached in this last age. Passion that came from William Branham.
All right.
We can't be ashamed of it. I am a witness.
Thank you.
Amen. Oh, coming on down now. Listen to what he says. I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and then last, what thou sawest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira, unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia,
yes,
and unto the Laodicea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, John said, I turn to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned,
yeah,
I told you I'm going to preach all that he saw.
Yeah.
He's telling you what all he saw.
Yeah.
He didn't even touch it.
Come on.
I didn't even touch it.
All right.
I need more than 5 months talking about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
I need months to talk
yeah.
about this.
This
will cover our entire measure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This will cover everything I've preached for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
How can I do it justice in 5 months?
Yeah.
I can't much more right. just read it.
Yeah. Amen.
I just wish I had time to take one little thing at a time and spend 2 or 3 hours on
yeah.
it. But I can't do it. I'm going to hit the highlights, but I want you to hear me well.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm saying something tonight.
Yeah. Amen.
Seeing a lot of this in this reality.
Come on.
Yeah.
Amen.
This fellow, he
yeah.
strives so perfect here.
Yeah.
I've even seen in my revelation that this hour, this is my day.
All right.
Come on.
That's right.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Turn to see the voice. As the prophet said, he didn't turn to see the person.
Uh-uh.
He turned to see the voice.
Uh-huh.
But remember, the voice
yeah.
and the person
yeah.
is the same.
Yeah.
It's right. Come together. When you hear my voice, you
yeah.
hear me.
Yeah.
That's right. Can't separate.
No,
when you
right.
know my voice, you know me.
Amen. Amen.
Is that right? That's why he said, if she hear his voice, then the stranger they won't follow.
Yeah.
And his voice is the same.
Yeah.
I wish we could get that to the church.
Come on.
Woo. Say they know the voice. And when they look right at it, they don't even know.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
right.
When you're in this church world, they can say, oh, I know the voice.
Yeah.
And you walk out there and say, here he is.
Uh-huh.
They look at you like you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't believe
that.
If you see me and you don't see the Father, there's something wrong
yeah.
with your revelation.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Is that right?
You know you're right.
Jesus said, when you see me,
yeah.
you see the Father.
Yeah.
Thou say, thou show us
show
the Father.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, when you see me, you see him.
Yeah.
I am the only bride.
Yeah.
Amen.
The revelation makes all the difference.
Yeah.
You know his voice just because it's bride. Don't let it fool you.
Uh-huh.
It's still his voice.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
Amen.
Right.
The bride don't have no voice but his.
That's
right.
Right.
Then you're hearing his voice, you don't know it.
Right.
Tell me you don't have no revelation.
Right.
So don't miss it, friends.
Yeah.
I know it's a little rough. I know it's a little rough.
All right.
But we got to drive it home. I'm
going to
tell you that
yeah.
the touch won't miss
right.
it.
Amen.
You know, I can say that?
That's right.
I've had many to see me and then see God.
All right.
You know the reason they didn't have no revelation.
That's
here.
Right.
That's right.
That's right.
Brother said, when Jesus comes, some saw man.
Yeah.
And some saw God.
Yeah.
You know what he said? The revelation made the difference.
Yeah.
And those that had a revelation saw God.
Yeah.
Though they didn't have the revelation, just saw man.
Yeah.
The church world just sees a man.
Yeah.
But the bride sees God.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
Hallelujah.
It's all the difference. If you got a revelation, you know who's standing before you.
Yeah.
And it's not me trying to make myself nothing. Jesus didn't try to take nothing
for himself.
He was revealing the Father.
Yeah.
I'm revealing Christ.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is that right? I'm not taking nothing for myself.
Oh, yeah.
Standing in the midst.
Yeah.
It's the mystery of Christ in bride form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Tell
us.
That's right.
Oh, oh my.
Rich, rich, ain't it?
Amen.
Is it rich?
Amen.
Is it deep?
Amen.
Oh, man, the church world saying, oh, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and want to separate it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you who it is. It's God.
Yeah.
Amen. Just break it down in plain English.
Yeah.
Where you can't be confused.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is nothing but God himself
yeah.
in spirit form.
Yeah.
God is a spirit.
Yeah.
They that worship him must worship him in spirit
yeah.
and in truth.
Yeah.
Right. If you don't know he's a spirit, you don't know it.
Yes.
But he always tabled himself in skin.
Yeah.
Amen.
He creates other sons and daughters by the Spirit.
Yes,
when he creates them, he gives them.
Yes,
family, him are one.
Yes.
Is that right?
Amen.
Now, how you gonna separate?
Put your right hand.
Now, tell me you don't see God in that.
Come on.
Is that right?
All right.
See, you gotta see God in the preacher.
Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
If you can't see God in the preacher, I'm sure you won't see him in the laity.
Yeah.
Amen.
The preacher should be the first one that puts it on display.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Is that right? How's the laity don't
know
get
you right.
Unless they see it in the preacher.
Amen.
How can they hear it without a preacher?
Yeah.
How can he preach unless he
see it?
You gotta first get it from the preacher.
Amen.
I am there. You don't get it. Is in the fivefold ministry.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
Action is in His Word.
Yeah.
His Word is in us.
Amen. Yeah.
That's right.
That's all right.
Right. All right. Now.
You can't even be perfected without me.
Tell it. Right. Amen.
That's right.
I'm bringing you perfection.
Amen.
Because I'm bringing you the true revelation of this Word,
right,
which is perfection.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
All right.
We don't get no more than this. We'll just get the rest of it.
All right.
You got down to where I want to get down to. I want to get down on the sevenfold glory of His person.
All right.
That's what I want to try to get on tonight a little bit. Then we'll go the rest of it to tomorrow night. But, oh, Lord. It's so rich. It's so revelated. I get drunk on it.
Amen.
I'm carried away with it.
Yeah.
I just want to waller in it.
Yeah.
I want to just go to sleep in it.
Yeah.
I want to just all the time just stay in it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a river. I want to just get in the river.
Yeah.
I'll stay in the river.
Yeah.
Amen. I love you, sponge.
Yeah.
I want to just soak it up.
Yeah.
And then I can't hold no more.
Yeah.
I love this so well.
Yeah.
I just want to soak every bit out.
Yeah.
I want to take it in till I won't want no more.
Amen.
Watch this next verse here. Verse 13.
Yeah.
And in the midst of the seven candlesticks.
Yeah.
One likened to the Son of Man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Here he is.
Yeah.
Right here he tells John, Son of Man.
Yeah.
Let's come on down. Watch have his clothes now. Watch
yeah.
They sing about this.
Yeah.
These things I'm going to read you here will cause John to pass out.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to read you the next couple of verses is what called John to pass out.
Come on.
Fall at his feet is dead.
Yeah.
It was too much for him.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it.
Yeah.
He's seen him as a supreme judge.
Yeah.
He's seen him with the wisdom of God.
Yeah.
He's seen him in the full maturity.
Yeah.
He's seen him as the Almighty.
Yeah.
Amen.
But standing full with the white.
Yeah.
He was the judge.
Yeah.
When
Amen.
He come down in this hour.
Yeah.
And when he stands there, he'll have this wig on. And he'll have this robe on.
Yeah.
And the prophet said he's not a preacher. He's the judge.
Yeah.
Amen.
He said, show this robe that was round his shoulders and not round his waist.
Uh-huh.
And it moved from the priest to the judge.
That's right.
Yeah.
His own garment described who he was.
He's not the high priest now.
No.
He's moved from the high priest.
Yeah.
He's not back in intercession now.
Yeah.
He's not back from the mercy seat now.
Yeah.
He's moved. He's changed his mask.
Yeah.
Amen.
When he came in this day, he was dressed in another garment.
Yeah.
Showing that he was the judge.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
This is St. John, the 5th chapter, the 22nd verse.
Oh, yeah.
The Father committed all judgment into his hands.
Amen.
Into the Son.
Yeah.
The Father judges nobody.
Oh,
but the Son will judge the world.
Yeah.
This was the Son of Man.
Yeah. All right.
Going to show he delivered all up, and they were one going to be the judge, and that's why John picked it up over here.
Yeah.
But in St. John the 5th chapter, verse 22,
yeah,
it shows you that the Father gave it all into his hands, and he will judge.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. John called him over here, and here he was dressed, showing his maturity.
Yeah.
He didn't age, he turned into no family age.
Yeah.
Judge.
Yeah.
Wisdom.
Yeah.
want to hear was the wisdom of God.
Amen.
All right. If you're going to judge, you better have some wisdom.
Right?
You don't get up there and judge something you don't know what you're doing. You better come to the church in this week. Is that right?
Amen.
You better be able to help him. What? Help his mind. Help his eyes.
Yeah.
You better see like he sees.
Yeah.
Let's go on down here. Oh, Lord. Notice how the candlesticks and one likened to the Son of Man.
Yeah.
Now, we'll say clothed with a garment down to his feet.
Yeah.
With a girdle about his paws.
Yeah.
Not around his waist.
That's right.
As a priest wears.
Yeah.
But around his paws.
Yeah.
Around his shoulder.
Yeah.
Showing that he was the wisdom of God.
Yeah.
The judge of the earth.
Amen.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Listen, coming on down. Both his head and his hair were white like wool.
Yeah.
I won't go back to Daniel, but I told you in the 7th chapter, you can read it. Daniel described the same thing.
Yeah.
And it showed it was at the judgment.
Yeah.
That's right.
It would show that he was a judge.
Yeah.
Judgment was set.
Yeah.
Daniel said.
Yeah.
That all nations, all kings stood before him.
Yeah.
10,000 times 10,000
Yeah.
Stood before him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
And the saints was there.
Amen.
I like that. That's what Paul said. Don't you know that the saints shall judge the world?
Right.
How much more things pertain to this life?
Yeah.
He said they'll even judge angels.
Yeah.
Fallen Luthers.
Yeah.
Fallen Wesleys.
Yeah.
Fallen Pentecost. Fallen everything.
Yeah.
He shall judge angels.
Yeah.
Amen.
Tell me we don't know something.
Come on.
We know enough how to judge all the fallen angels.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's pretty deep, don't you?
Yes,
sir. The church world can't judge. They don't know who they are.
No, sir.
Yeah. We know people know who they are.
Yeah.
You ain't
going
to judge nobody unless you know who they are.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You can't sit and talk like this and you got a revelation.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the church world is none of the fallen angels.
Come on.
And all you see out there.
Amen.
If you don't know that, you can't even judge them.
Amen. Yeah.
That's right.
Only the elect that knows who they are can judge and ring out a voice against them.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
I know it's strong.
Oh, yeah.
True.
But we got to show who we are.
Tell it.
Your message will tell who you are.
That's right.
Yeah.
How you say it will tell you who you are.
Yeah.
If you're afraid to call it like it is, it shows there's something holy you yet.
Amen.
Come on. You ain't sold all the way out.
Yeah.
You ain't paid the price yet.
Yeah.
You're holding on to something you love.
Yeah.
You want to put something in that don't belong there.
Yeah.
You know what the bride will do? She won't put nothing in that God don't like.
Amen. Yeah.
Come on.
That's right.
I don't care if it hurts you, if it tears your house up.
Yeah.
I don't care what it tears up.
Yeah.
If God don't want it, you won't try to put it in.
Amen.
Amen.
Your revelation will allow you to put it in.
Yeah.
That's strange. If God didn't even want one of your children, you wouldn't even try to put it
in.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't care how much you price, nothing. You abide by your revelation.
Yeah.
Right.
Is that right?
Come on.
We ain't judging nobody by flesh.
We're
judging by the inside.
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Amen.
True.
Let me go on down here, get down here a little bit, and I'll let you go. I'll give up here in a minute. I'll run down Angel One. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. And notice his eyes.
Yeah.
His eyes were as a flame of fire.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Displeased.
Yeah.
Amen.
The prophet said one time, the eyes come when he was Son of Man in flesh here on earth.
Huh.
How they wept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How he stood at the grave of Lazarus.
Yeah.
How he wept.
Yeah.
Eyes, tears come out of
them. Yeah.
How these eyes looked down in wicked men's hearts.
Yeah.
And seen what they was.
Yeah.
And still said, Father, forgive them.
Yeah.
They don't even know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about murderers.
Yeah.
I'm talking about somebody wanting to kill him.
Yeah.
These eyes with compassion.
Yeah.
These
right.
eyes that looked over this earth with compassion.
Yeah.
It's same as your eyes looked over a congregation with passion.
Yeah.
But there's going to come a day
that
eyes will look without compassion.
Watch out.
These eyes with a flame of fire.
Yeah.
Compassion was gone.
Yeah.
He looked a moment angry.
No mercy.
Come on. He was displeased.
Yeah.
He was fixing the judgment.
Yeah.
Measure out justice.
Right. He was going to give us you up.
Right.
Is that right?
That's
not right. A shame.
Yeah.
Has weeping eyes.
Yeah.
I ain't weep when he was here.
Yeah.
I ain't cried when he was here.
Yeah.
I've been a time our eyes cried.
Yeah.
But our eyes also see things.
Come on. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
Come this time, his eyes would change.
Yeah.
He wouldn't weep in.
Yeah.
He didn't say, "Father, have mercy."
Yeah.
He didn't say, "Forgive
them." That's right.
What they do.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm here to give them justice.
Yeah.
I'm here now with wisdom.
Yeah.
I'm here to judge
yeah.
and get what's coming."
Yeah. Come on.
Amen.
Tell it.
Right. We don't want that. But that's the hour that we're in.
Come on. Amen. Amen.
He's already looked at them.
Yeah.
With these eyes.
Amen.
One time he looked at them with the same eyes.
Yeah.
And tears run down.
Yeah.
And dripped down his
yeah.
eyes.
Uh-huh.
But this time it was a different eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
They wouldn't cry no more.
No.
It wouldn't say, "I'll have compassion no more."
Yeah. No. No.
It was over.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. It was showing it was over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Raised it right.
Right.
No more mercy.
Yeah.
No more grace.
Yeah.
Nothing but judgment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
If he only knew the hour they will be again.
All right.
That mercy is over.
Yeah.
Changes is over. No more mercy.
All right.
He's
Amen.
Looking all with anger now.
Yeah.
His eyes
yeah.
in the flame of fire.
Yeah.
He's ready.
Yeah.
Out into a lake of fire.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
That's how he's looking.
Oh.
If we only see it.
Oh. Yeah.
We've got to be spiritual. If we only
Amen.
See it.
Yeah.
How do we, what do we see?
No.
Let me ask you.
Yeah.
You look out here now.
All right.
What do you see?
Come on.
Do you want it to be judged?
Yeah.
Don't you think it's time to be judged?
Yeah.
Don't you say it's done?
Yeah.
It'll never get no better.
Never.
Yeah. Never.
Yeah.
It's so loud.
Yeah.
It's nothing but atomic powder.
Right.
For the burning.
Yeah.
We can say, "Lord, at any time.
Yeah.
Let it come.
Yeah.
Take us to the marriage supper.
Yeah.
Go ahead and burn the thing.
Yeah.
Go ahead and let the battle of Armageddon come.
Yeah.
Let all flesh disappear.
Yeah.
Burn them till there ain't nothing
yeah.
left.
Yeah.
They're going to raise them up again and judge them. Yeah. And we'll be there.
Yeah. Come on.
Is that right?
Amen.
Preach it.
Amen.
Amen.
Two burnings.
Yeah.
Burn them to ashes or stubble.
No. Yes, sir.
Then after the 1,000 years,
yeah.
burn them and leave root in our branch.
Yes, amen.
Two burnings.
Amen.
Yeah.
One before.
Yeah.
And one after.
Yeah.
Amen. Is that right?
Yeah.
After the great white throne judgment, it's going to raise them. And they have to burn.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
But why there's flash at the Battle of Armageddon?
Yeah.
Before we come back on the honeymoon.
Yeah.
And live 1,000 years. He's going to let this third world war hit. And
yeah.
explosions and the gases and all that got out of the earth. Until it interrupt the thing. It'll burn. They won't leave nothing but ashes. How
yeah.
do you say? Flesh and blood is going to remain. No, sir. Flesh and blood's going to be cleaned off.
Yeah.
144,000 will be killed.
Yeah.
There ain't going to be nothing left.
Amen.
When we come back to the ashes.
Amen.
Is it right? There'll be no flesh and blood on the shirt.
Yeah.
When we come back to take our honeymoon, it'll be everybody be glorified.
Yeah.
It'll be bound for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
We'll have no tempter then.
Amen.
He'll be hopeless and helpless because he's got nothing to work with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right? All of his subjects
yeah.
is in hell.
Yeah.
Is that right? There ain't no flesh and blood here.
Yeah.
If that's how he's bound by chains of circumstances,
yeah.
there ain't nobody here that he can get in.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen. Amen.
And they wonder how we get flesh and blood. We need to read the Bible.
Yeah.
They're resurrected again.
That's right.
In their flesh and blood.
Yeah.
And then they stand.
Yeah.
And then Satan's loosened.
Yeah.
Out of prison. Satan recognizes his subjects.
That's right.
Huh. Yeah.
And then he goes and enters back in.
Yeah.
And then he goes up and comes past the temple.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. Oh.
Amen.
It's too simple. The stumble over. We need to realize the hour that we're living in.
Yeah.
The lateness of the time.
Yeah.
The church world don't even realize the mercy is over.
Amen.
No, that's right.
They're going to church and having them together and yes. get nothing.
Amen.
Nothing.
Amen.
I hope that don't hurt you, friends.
It's true.
They are going to church and
yes.
getting nothing.
Amen.
God's not in it.
Yeah.
God's changed his mind. He's a judge now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Amen. Will all the judge of all the earth, will he do what's right?
Come on.
If he's come to this maturity and he's all the wisdom, I know he'll measure out justice.
Yes, he will.
You know, I won't have no trouble giving the right judgment. If I got this revelation, if I die with it, I have to raise with it.
Right.
Is that right? If I know how to condemn it and preach now, I won't have no trouble there.
Right.
It's already in
me
now.
Yeah.
We got to recognize who we're dealing with, who we're looking at.
Yeah.
Paul said, if you judge, give a righteous judgment.
Yeah.
And he also said, judge another before his time.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
This is it, now.
Amen.
Judge nothing before it's time.
Yeah.
Wait till light comes.
Uh-huh.
Light comes.
Yeah.
You can't judge nothing in a dark place.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's
you
right.
Can't see light.
Yeah.
Wait till a man comes and turn on the light.
Yeah.
Right.
You can see where you're at.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, there's been a man come and he's turned on the light.
Yeah.
And we see who we are.
Yeah.
We see the condition.
Yeah.
We can say she died.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
Tell it.
Amen. Help us, Lord.
Oh, my.
Those eyes will never weep no more.
You know.
That's right.
Those eyes will never stand by grave.
You know.
And cry no more. He's changed.
Amen.
He's no longer in that form.
Amen.
Amen.
He's in another form.
True. Yeah.
He's got another robe on there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Was dirt about his pants.
Yeah.
He changed it from down here.
Yeah.
He was priest.
Yeah.
Showing who he is. And John knew that.
Yeah.
John knew he was.
Yeah.
And he described all seven of this glory of this self-same person.
Amen.
As we'll probably call it different attributes of himself. That he was displayed.
Right.
He said, oh, my amen at the end. And you know most of this was right up here?
Amen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you most all seven of these?
That's true. Huh.
It's happening right up here.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Can you see the hour that we're living in?
Huh.
What a vision did John have, what a revelation we got.
Yeah.
Can you see it? When he looked at a vision, friends, I ain't just looking at a vision.
We're looking at
it's reality.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking right at it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it with these eyes.
Yeah.
We're looking at it.
I can even look at the glimpse. I can see these eyes.
Yeah.
That's right. Amen.
I can see naked women.
Yeah.
I can see corruption.
Amen.
Yeah. Goes deeper, but these eyes can pick up a lot.
Yeah.
I can read a lot, but just look out here and see what you see.
Yeah.
Time to the time.
Oh, my.
That's right.
Yes.
Lord, help us.
Let me read through the rest of this right here, about two more verses. So, I tell you, this is so rich, I wish I had a little more time to break some of this down, go back through the scripture. I wish I had time. I even had the scripture here, but I just so much. If I take the scripture, I'd be too long. Oh my! I want to go back to the numbers and this brass. I want to deal with the brass a little bit.
Yeah.
All of this showing his judgment.
Yes.
How he told Moses to make a serpent out of brass.
Yeah.
Had told him hang it up on the pole. Yes. Official sin.
Yeah.
Is that right? It was brought before.
Yeah.
And he was going to show him that he'd already judged it. The brass was put on sin.
Yeah.
And I told him they look on this brazen serpent.
Yeah.
They'll be free.
Yeah.
They won't die.
Yeah.
He'd already see.
Yeah.
What he's done to us too.
Yeah.
But if you don't look at it that way.
Yeah.
Then he'll get you. Is that right?
Amen. Yeah.
But he told Moses to make this serpent out of brass.
Yeah.
Hang it up on the pole.
Yeah.
And then with these natural serpents that God set before and bind them.
Right.
Said when they look upon that pole.
Yeah.
Praise that brazen serpent. They'll live.
Yeah. Amen.
Show them that sin and all that's been judged.
Right. Yeah.
If Israel could do it because she had sinned.
Yeah.
And God was going to destroy them. But Moses come before him. Is that right?
Yeah.
He said, do this.
Yes. Yeah.
Tell them to do that.
That's right.
And she's showing it. Show them that brass has something to do with judgment.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right.
Can you see?
Yes, sir.
Brass. Brass is hard.
Yeah.
The program said they can't find nothing. Deep, temperate.
Yeah.
And show that every burden in the furnace. He took through the furnace, didn't he?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
His brass. And that's what it was. His feet was as brass.
Yeah.
As though they've been burned in the furnace.
Yeah.
Showing you, even this day, when it comes judgment.
Yeah.
It's on the foundation.
He'll find showing you his judgment.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
But now they've had a chance to look at Jesus. Is that right?
Yeah.
They've had the chance to look at the serpent
up
on the pole.
Yeah.
that would typify Jesus. Is that right?
Yeah.
But they didn't look at him.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And they still don't know what happened.
That's right.
But there was a Malachi 4 was up in that mountain at that time. A prophet, this Bible described.
Yeah.
Those angels come down to him, and it caused such a disturbance and everything. And in the atmosphere, 27 miles high and 30 miles wide.
Yeah.
When they left, they went back. Seven angels come down to William Branham in the mountain there and called him up in the pyramid farm. And when they left, they closed in and they made this fellow reading back with a white wig on.
Amen.
We've got to pick. I was even going to pray for him.
Uh-huh.
Maybe before we get done this week,
amen.
He'll show has been photographed
uh-huh.
from the sky. Did he say, make the heavens to testify?
Yes.
Then you say, they pull the picture out, and there's our Lord Jesus with his face right in there, with a white wig on, showing when he come down in 1963, he was a judge of all their dirtiness. There's one of them, you can't see it real plain.
I want you to look, see that white wig around there? See over there around there, that was seven angels when they disappeared. They come in there, the prophet knew, and the world took it, was in the magazine and everything else. And as soon as they searched it, they don't know what happened.
Amen.
That was supernatural in the eye and was taken. And you know who the prophet said that was our Lord?
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Come down to fulfill the scripture.
Amen.
There's a white way on. Showing in this end time that he already changed from the priest to the judge.
True.
Is that right?
True.
Maybe we can read that sometime.
Amen.
You might need to check in on this a little bit more.
That's right. Yeah.
You might need to get a hold of some of the messages
yes.
that this man had.
Mm-hmm.
This angel, the Lord Jesus, come down and talk to him and reveal himself to him. And it's not something phony.
Sure. Yeah.
Even the revelation of this end time God.
Amen. Come on.
And you mock at this.
Oh, my.
And you'll face the wrath.
Yes. Yeah. It's on. Right.
It's Lord Jesus and live.
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
It's not this message. It's
amen.
Judgment.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Is that right?
Here, here's another one. Might see a little bit clearer.
Oh, yes.
We got all sizes of them. Look at that.
Right.
This didn't just happen. This was in the air.
Amen.
This is 27 miles high
cloud
and 30 miles wide, spreading out.
Ooh.
And they took it, and they don't know what made it.
Amen.
But William Branham was in the mountain. He said, don't even tell them. They won't believe that.
Amen.
He said, but that was these seven spirits, these seven angels.
Yeah.
I read to you Revelation right here, the fourth verse right there in the first chapter.
Yeah.
Seven spirits.
Amen.
There were seven angels.
Yeah.
Amen.
And that angels made him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Fulfill this scripture that he come, his hair was white as snow.
Amen.
Showing sure we're at that day now. Judgment is set in the land.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
Go right.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah.
We're not playing with this.
No, sir. No.
He makes the heaven testify to us.
Yeah.
And he breaks it all down and gives it to us.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right. He made the lost, dying world.
Yeah,
amen.
Something was up
amen.
There.
Yeah.
They couldn't read it, but we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right?
They couldn't read it, but we read it.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, yes.
And you know what to do?
Ooh.
They think you're crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they won't think we're crazy at the judgment.
No.
That's right.
No.
They wish
oh.
they
no.
ask us for mercy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But remember, your eyes is going to be
yes.
that flame.
Flame of fire.
Yes.
You can't look on nobody with compassion.
Right.
That's gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many times you like to take the world in your arms?
Yeah.
And Jesus said, I would gather you as a hen would gather a brood.
Yeah.
But you would not. Is that
yeah.
right?
He called them. How many times have we called the church world coming on, Richard?
Yeah.
Come on in to Jesus Christ. Come on in and accept this. But you turned it down.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. He stood there. He mourned and he wept.
Yeah.
And looked on the world with compassion.
Yeah.
And he asked the Father, don't even lay it to you.
Yeah.
They don't even know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying that now. He said, I'm here to meet out justice.
Yeah.
I have come to this nativity.
Yeah.
I'm showing who I am.
Yeah.
I am this wisdom.
Yeah.
Come on. Say it. All right.
Oh, all right. Yeah, his feet, like them fine brasses, they've been burned in the furnace. And his voice, I want to get on that, then we'll try to wind it up. And his voice as the sound of many.
Yes, sir.
Waters.
Uh-huh.
River. 17 chapter Revelation verse 15 tells who it is. It's a multitude of people.
Yeah.
You know what the prophet said? It's a bride through all ages.
Yeah.
It's been a witness this lost and dying world.
Uh-huh.
If their voice is ringing out at the judgment with him.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Is that right?
Amen. Amen.
God ain't never left himself without a witness.
Yeah. That's right.
Amen.
Thompson, I'm a witness of this.
Yeah.
I'm a witness.
Yes.
And I'm a witness.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm a witness of what's happening this day.
Yeah.
I stand there as a witness.
Yeah.
Saying it was the truth.
Amen.
But they turned it down.
Amen.
Voices.
Yes.
As many.
Yes.
Amen.
That's the bride. Won't that be a multitude?
Yeah.
No wonder Daniel said thousand times thousand.
Yeah.
Yes. The bride shall judge the world.
Yeah.
Amen. How much more things pertain to this life? Don't you walk out on this.
Amen.
I've seen people get up and stomp out on this.
Yeah.
I've seen women preach with a different one, get up and stomp up this. Somebody throw their head in there and get up and stomp out on this.
Yes.
Listen, sis.
Yeah.
It'll face you that day.
Yes.
Don't you get up and think you're high-headed and you got something, you know more than this, and you're on top of this.
Yeah.
This is judgment now.
Amen. Yeah.
You don't even run away from this now.
Don't you?
Ain't no mercy for you
no
now.
Mercy.
Right.
This now.
Amen.
Ain't no mercy in the church world now.
That's right.
Ain't gonna have some mercy.
Amen.
Mercy's already been pulled back.
Yes.
Mercy's only in this message.
Yeah.
Outside this message, there ain't no mercy to you.
Yeah.
And if you can't hear me tonight, there ain't no mercy for you.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not saying that be looked upon.
No, no.
Yeah. I'm saying that because I know who I am.
Amen. Right.
I'm only saying I'm part of the bride.
Yeah.
If you want to find mercy, look where the bride's at.
Amen.
That's
Bride.
All I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mercy's in her.
Yeah.
If you want mercy, come to her.
Yeah.
You can't come to her unless you recognize who she is.
Yeah. Amen.
If you recognize who she is, she'd give you mercy.
Yeah. Amen.
She's got a message for you.
Amen. Yeah.
They'll call you out of that blindness.
Yeah.
Get you out of that death hole.
Yeah.
And bring you into life.
Amen.
But if you can't recognize her,
yeah,
you have to go.
Yes.
To the church.
Yeah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, friends, what a message.
Amen.
What an hour.
Amen.
Don't stop
Amen.
This.
Oh, no.
Don't you let your denomination back you from this.
No, no.
Don't you let them tell you that we're a man following this and that.
No.
You ain't heard nobody get down in the book of Revelation and tell you like this.
That's
they ain't no denomination talk like this.
That's
what you see today.
No. Amen.
That's they'll say some of them said, it was him in his glorified form. No, it wasn't him in his glorified form.
Huh.
It was him with that wig showing he was supreme judge.
Amen.
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 That he's here to do what's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he didn't have white hair because he aged.
Yeah.
God don't age.
No.
He's eternal.
Yeah.
His signifying.
Yeah.
His supreme divine judgment.
Amen.
His divine wisdom.
Yeah.
That he, Christ, is the wisdom of God.
Amen.
That all judgment was delivered to the Son.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this was him.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with the book. We just got a lot of writing about it.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Some people looking for the Father judge. I'm going to tell you about the judge from the Son.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No contradiction.
Son of Man.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Right.
And he come down. And he was clothed in that garment.
Yeah.
Right.
same garment that you'll see at the judgment day.
Amen. Amen.
Because it's showing that he let the mercy see.
Yes.
He's no more the priest.
That's right.
Yes.
He's no more the intercessor.
Yes.
He had moved. Amen.
Yes.
He stepped out.
Yes.
And he took the book.
Amen. Yes.
Come out to fifth chapter. We'll get on to make it the second time.
Yes.
When he come and took the book out of fifth chapter of Revelation.
Right.
John told that too.
Yes. Right.
So him come and take the book out of the right hand of him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And sit on the throne.
Amen. Yes.
And rip the seals off.
Yes. Right.
It was sealed up.
Amen. Yes.
Nobody could look on it.
That's right.
To see it.
That's right.
But this lamb did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This lamb did. He bought it.
He didn't look
it. Right. It was his.
Amen.
That was the end of time when he come to Tucker.
Yes,
that's right.
And he come around.
That's right.
And when he did, he was a judge.
Amen.
Hey, I got a book. And ripped the seals off.
Yeah.
He changed the scene.
That's yeah. Right.
Yes, it did.
Scene changed.
Yeah.
And he brought it to death.
That's yeah. Right.
And we live good now.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.